Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government. Not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush all week as he is enjoying a very well-deserved week off. John, we hope you're having a great time. Joining me today is Rob Bray from
Mighty Hand Construction.
Mighty Hand Construction.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Oh, it's awesome to have you here, Rob. And we are going to be talking about a lot of things, obviously, politics, COVID, and so forth. But we're also going to be talking about the church. We're going to talk about how COVID and basically how some governors are handling it is affecting the church.
Yes, absolutely.
And folks, even if you're not into the church, even if you're not as religious, I would say, as Rob and I are, you're going to really enjoy hearing this because it's also affecting businesses in the exact same way. Churches are businesses.
Yes, and it's affecting the community members, and it's affecting our heart, mind, soul, and body, right? We're whole creatures. We're not just bodies, and so it affects our emotional health, our mental health, relational health, financial health. So absolutely, it's been a burden on churches for sure.
Oh, it's incredible how it's affecting it. Now, a few more things we're going to have today. John Bandemir 3 is going to be calling in. Bandemir Speedway is doing some awesome things. We're going to hear from him at 3:30. They're having a light show. It's great. You can pay. You can go out there and see it. Because in case you haven't noticed, going and seeing the Parade of Lights, price, you know,
right?
Kind of tough to do. I'm not sure I want to go downtown.
Yeah.
You just get shot.
Well, and there's not many other options right now, so I'm glad he's stepping up to do this.
Yeah, and some other places are actually a lot more expensive, so we're going to talk about that. In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to have Troy Heller is going to be joining us from Cacciatore at Heller's Kitchen, and that's going to be interesting because, once again, all week, folks, I want to give you places where you can go. Now, most of these are out of the area, so you might want to drive up there in a weekend or on a weeknight, but restaurants that are still open.
Come on.
Yeah. Where they're still open, they're keeping their people employed, and they're serving great food. And we're going to focus on those all week long. Then we're going to talk to Troy Nix. He is an inspirational speaker, and he's going to tell us how to get ready for 2021. 5 o'clock hour, John Zemirak, Liz Mayer. So we have a full show today. But first, impossible question. Yesterday's impossible question. This one's really weird. Traffic increases to this location, 27% in the days immediately after Thanksgiving. Where is it? Now, you know, Charlie and I were both thinking, okay, the mall would be way more than 27%. So
right.
Do you have any?
With Black Friday and everything.
Exactly. Do you have any guesses?
Well, is this a pre-COVID stat or a COVID stat?
You know, they didn't tell us, but okay. let's call it pre-COVID because the answer would be anytime.
Oh, man, that's hard to say. It's not the airport, is it?
Gosh, that would have been a great answer. No, it is the emergency room.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Why would I know we eat a lot, but folks, I don't think that shouldn't affect you the next day.
Yeah. I would, in our house, it could, you know, potentially be from, it's got to be one of two things, either overeating.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you got so distracted in the family game that, you know, maybe the kids were left unattended and they got hurt or something or ate something they weren't supposed to eat or something.
Kids run wild on Thanksgiving.
They do.
They absolutely run wild. And by the way, here's another one. Football. You got 3 football games.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all very important. And you got all the family together to scream at the football game. So,
that's true.
I don't know. I'm trying. Anyway.
Well,
so
and
folks,
if the political conversation gets heated around the table, you never know. You know, someone might be. Hopefully that's not happening. We're,
you know,
sending you to the hospital.
That is a time to avoid it as much as possible.
Right.
Okay. Today's impossible question. This is a tough one. 71% of people love the smell of this. while 19% dislike it. And here's a hint, it's a food.
71% of people like the smell.
So it's got to be something that's probably pretty powerful, I would think, pretty strong. And 71% love the smell of it. Whereas 19%, here's one, because I know generally people love the smell of it, popcorn.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
So. I'm going to go with that. Another one might be barbecue. I love the smell of barbecue.
It's got to be a food. It's not coffee, right? Because coffee, everyone loves the smell of coffee, I feel like. Most people do.
You know, I don't. So maybe that, you want to go with coffee?
I'm going to vote coffee.
Okay, I'm going with popcorn. You're going coffee. And we just got to vote. No, Charlie. Charlie's wrong. Because Charlie says bacon, and that is 100%.
That's good. Oh, yeah.
Even vegans.
Like the smell of bacon.
Yes, they don't know why. They don't know why they're all excited and suddenly they're happier about life.
It's why they invent so many bacon knockoffs. You can't go without it. You have to have bacon.
I know. You know, now look, the answer will be bacon. We'll find that out tomorrow. I'm sure it will be. Charlie, that's actually a really good answer. I'm very impressed.
That is good.
Okay. Well, let's take a time out. We're going to, when we come back in the next hour again, we're going to be talking about the church and how COVID is really affecting it. And once again, this affects businesses too. So let's take a time out here on Rush to Reason. But first, Extreme Auto Repair. Great place for maintenance and repair. Don't go to your dealership, folks. Give your business to a local independent shop. And unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto and Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You know how a lot of these independent shops, they don't honor the service contracts.
Right.
Well, they do. All you got to do is pay your deductible. They do the work with top quality, honest prices. Give them a call at 303-841-1071 or go to extremeautorepair.com.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Okay, Enchanted Kitchens, folks. Kitchen remodels are complex. You move this, you affect that. You spend here, you have less money for there. If you want a magical kitchen that wows family and friends, you need experts who see the big picture. Experts like those at Enchanted Kitchens. Go to klzradio.com/kitchens or call 303-376-7588. They'll make the complex simple with 3D designs, expert advice, and listening skills that put you first. They're actually going to listen to you. Isn't that neat, Rob?
It's awesome.
I think it's awesome. Enchanted Kitchens, bringing you the magic of design.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. Now, folks, don't wait till you retire. Don't wait, because a reverse mortgage line of credit will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Bruce loves his job because he's really helping people, putting thousands of dollars in their pockets, and in over 14 years, he's never once had someone say they regret getting their reverse mortgage. That's pretty cool. Give Bruce a call at 303-467-7821, or you can find Bruce at klzradio.com.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free, liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Introducing Shooting the Breeze with Franktown Firearms, Saturdays at 2 p.m. on KLZ. A family-owned, family-friendly shooting range in Franktown, Colorado. Franktown Firearms offers practical defensive training as well as an impressive selection of firearms at the lowest tax rate, so you can develop confidence with your firearm. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. So they equip you to keep yourself and your family safe in a welcoming atmosphere. Listen to Shooting the Breeze with Franktown Firearms every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KLZ. God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. Charlie Grimes is always commanding us behind the window. He pulls all the levers. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. And with me right now, we have Rob Bray from
Mighty Hand Construction.
Mighty Hand Construction.
Good to be here.
But you're also a church guy. Is this correct?
That's right. That's right. I've been a youth pastor for almost a decade. Hard to believe. Man, I'm getting up there.
Yes. Yeah. But you are awfully old.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm still feeling young, but yeah, it's crazy how time flies.
It was embarrassing with Charlie and me helping you down the hallway, getting you in here. You held up okay, though. You're
yeah,
doing
no,
well.
I made it. I made it. My turning 30 this year, so I think I'm okay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, let's talk church because, let's face it, churches are struggling. Yeah. And I'm going to be honest, folks. I'm just going to say it flat out. A lot of these liberal governors and mayors love it.
It's true, unfortunately.
You see it, don't you?
Yeah, they don't consider the churches and many a times. And if they do, it's very much an afterthought, unfortunately.
Okay, so before we get into some of what you're going to be doing about this, what is happening in the church right now? Let's just talk finances.
Sure.
For churches in general, you can tell me if you want to talk about your church or if you want to tell me about churches in general. Just tell me. How is this affecting them? Because you don't have people there week after week doing their donations.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
And I know people are helping online and so forth, mm-hmm. but hard times. Are churches having to lay off? Are churches having to cut back? What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, churches are nationally running at about 30% their normal attendance. There are some that are at 200% because they're the ones that remain open, people are flocking to. But the ones that are following the restrictions are about 30% attendance.
Oh, okay. No, back up there. Mm-hmm. So those ones that stay open, basically the ones that are rebellious.
Yeah, resisting. Godly civil resistance is how I like to say it.
Well, no, I mean, it's civil disobedience. You know, John and I were talking about this last week. You know, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but unto God what is God's. Caesar owns your taxes. God owns everything.
Right, that's right.
And it's...
Particularly the Christian fellowship.
Right. And by the way, look, folks, in case you're thinking, my gosh, you're endangering people's lives. I have no problem with shutting down churches if we are literally dealing with something like the plague that swept over Europe and killed a third of the people of Europe. If we literally had those kinds of numbers to where this was something that was wildly contagious and killing at a very high rate, then I would understand. Rob,
yeah, we're not
COVID is killing less than one-tenth of 1% of Americans.
Right.
That's a little less than a third.
Exactly. Okay.
I mean, it's just not the same, and yet we're shutting everything down. Go ahead.
Right. Well, that's just exactly right. We're not talking about a frantical faith that pastors would want to lead their people into harm's way. If we genuinely thought there was harm coming, you know, for instance, I've heard pastors make jokes of, hey, if there was a fire bearing down on us or a tornado warning or there was, you know, some sort of actual disaster, of course we'd move our people out of the way. We wouldn't just say blind faith, God's going to save us. But this is different. We've got a 99.9% survival rate. And there used to be a time when individual responsibility in America was something that was encouraged. And now it just seems like it's a corporate mob mentality. Before, pastors could actually make the decision, well, what does this look like in our community with our age demographics, with our county and our COVID rates and infection and death rates? And then they would make a decision for their own sheep, for their own congregants. But now it's the government wants to make those decisions for us.
Okay, let me get to that. Okay, because a lot of people look at the church and they say, well, they must not care about other people because they turn their congregation into a breeding ground right. for this virus that they then unleash on their communities. By the way, folks, there is no documentation of that actually right. happening.
Exactly.
It's not happening anywhere. But people accuse that of any large group gathering. Large right. group gathering.
Yes.
Well, during the break, I'm going to say that five times fast.
Gosh, it's a tough one.
It is. But here's the thing. There's no evidence of it. But when we're talking about those who are at risk, because there are people who are at risk, right? The very elderly,
yep.
those with immune deficiencies and so forth. Yes. If you get outside of those groups and also the very heavy, you know,
sure.
if you get outside those groups, actually the survival rate jumps up to like 99.999. And it's something right. ludicrous. Basically, it's 100%. Here's my question, Rob. Who knows better how to shelter those who are at risk and care for those who are at risk? A community like a church that cares about its people, wouldn't they shelter those people better than a government who just sees us as taxpayers?
Right, exactly. And it really goes back to group identity politics versus individual responsibility. You know, not only can individual local churches and local parishes and synagogues and mosques make decisions for themselves on what's best for their people. In fact, each individual congregant, each individual member should make the decision for what's best for them and their family, you know, and as Paul said in Romans 14, each person should be convinced in their own mind.
Right.
You know, when there's conflicting data, the science has flip-flopped. We all know it's been overinflated. We know it's been politicized. Everyone agrees it's been politicized. Maybe we should take some discretion and discernment rather than just robotically submitting to every draconian lockdown order.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, well, in your church, do you have any elderly?
We do. We're a younger church.
Yeah, I know.
We're a younger church, but there are some elderly. But, you know, the irony is the older generation, at least in our church, and in my family, and my wife's family, they're the ones that are most brave with this. Because they understand life comes with risk.
This is incredible.
They understand that there's risk when you walk out your front door and you drive your vehicle, and they actually believe seeing each other, fellowship, is worth the risk. You know, I have a good pastor friend in Arvada. Jason King, shout out to him, amazing church, Faith Bible Chapel, who's really been handling this well, seeing both sides, very diplomatic and loving. And one of the best arguments I've heard with pastors and churches, staying open, even if they have to implement some restrictions, but really making an effort to stay open for that fellowship, was from Pastor Jason. He made the argument. He just said, you know, we're not just bodies. And he said, as pastors, we want to love the person's heart and we want to love their mind. We want to love their soul. People are desperate for human connection. And there's other things plaguing people right now, other problems than just the physical sickness of COVID-19, right? In Japan, I think, did you see that Fox News article? In Japan, more people died from suicide in 1 month in Japan than the entire pandemic globally.
Right. And by the way, we're going to see a lot of suicides, unfortunately, coming out of this. We are. I think that's going to stretch into 2021.
Man, it's hurting people.
Oh, it's hurting people horribly. Yeah. Let's get back to what you were saying.
You mentioned the budgets of churches, too. I was just going
to. Oh, yeah, the budgets.
Yeah,
go
I was
ahead.
Just going to say that.
Now, wait a minute. Did you say that they're operating at 30% of operation, but how much giving? How much is giving?
Yeah, that's more operational and attendance.
Right.
As far as giving, I don't know the exact numbers because I'm not in all those conversations at my church, but I do know there was a spending freeze. I do know our youth ministry, we haven't been able to do any events or you know, buy our usual snacks and things like that.
Which just, you understand,
yeah,
of course.
Across the board, spending freeze. They took about, I guess I could mention this, there's about a 20% pay cut reduction across the board. So, I mean, it's definitely hurting, and it doesn't look promising for the future. You know, I think when we were all promised in March, hey, 4 weeks to flatten the curve, 6 weeks to flatten the curve, there was still hope. It said, okay, we, you know, everyone thought to themselves, small business owners, community leaders, pastors, we can get through this. But now it's like, what, it's been 8 months later, and we're still here. And it doesn't seem to be a lot of light at the end of the tunnel unless some business owners and pastors really stand up with a backbone and boldness and say, hey, we've got to remain open for the health of our society. That's the irony. It's actually for the health, the financial and emotional and relational health, that we stay open.
Well, let's think about it. Do liberals in government consider the church to be critical? To be essential? No, they don't. They really don't.
They've proven they don't.
Yeah, unless you're talking about some liberal church where they right. put forth very liberal doctrines and so forth. Outside of those, they don't consider you to be essential.
Right.
Okay, so let's think about this for a second. We'll come back at the end of the hour. We got another 15 minutes at the end of the hour because I really want to talk about how it's affecting the youth and families.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
But for now, just tell me this. Is it less essential to have a church than a business? Is it less essential to have a church than a hospital? I would say a hospital is awfully essential at a time like this,
absolutely.
Of course. You know, but is it not essential? Because that is how government is treating you right now, and they don't care if you die in the vine.
Right.
You tell me.
Well, from a secular mindset, a purely secular mindset,
sure.
I could see why it would be hard for them to value a religious institution and why they wouldn't see it as essential. And that's why there's been laws in many states where strip clubs and casinos are open when churches aren't, which is totally, you know, hypocritical. And it should not be. It's unconstitutional, and it's a violation of our rights. But
absolutely.
From a secular mindset, I understand it. But I think what they're missing is that even if you don't know and love and serve God in the Christian faith, for instance, you can still benefit from a church community because they're the charity that they give. Like our church, for instance, we've got a food pantry. We've got people that come weekly for that.
Right.
Again, the emotional health. I've had every single one of my students. We went around the circle. Every single one of them, depression has been. If it wasn't a part of their life, it is now because of COVID and the isolation and the loneliness. So everyone deals with loneliness. Everyone deals with at times addiction of different kinds. So the church is there to be a remedy to people's hearts and soul and create a more moral fiber. And there was a time in our nation where even non-believers understood. Moral fiber matters. Moral conviction matters. And I you correct me if I'm wrong. Was it Jefferson? I know it was one of the founding fathers that said, a government of the people, by the people, for the people will only work if we have a moral and religious people.
Yeah.
So even if you're not practicing the Christian faith, you should want churches open.
Well, even if you don't believe in God, you have to believe in, you know, morality. You have to believe in treating each other well, obviously.
Yes.
Without that, a democracy is going to come apart.
Right.
Because a democracy is completely dependent on people caring about each other.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we will come back to that. We'll come back to that in the fourth section of this hour. But first, Franktown Firearms. You are a big believer, aren't you, in the Second Amendment?
I am.
Yes, you are. All right. Well, Franktown Firearms is next. But, Rob, you know, with COVID, a lot of us just aren't going out. And that means we may not be getting into the range enough, so our shooting skills get rusty. Practice, people. Practice, practice, practice. Get a membership at Franktown, and you can get a discount on your initiation fee at klzradio.com/Franktown.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would.
Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Golden Eagle Financial, do you know all the ways to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes? Al Smith of Golden Financial, Golden Eagle Financial does. He knows all the best practices for making your money work for you, not the government. After all, it's your retirement, not theirs. Call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Nancy with Metron Technology said, "We have used Business Equipment Service for many years. They are always pleasant to work with and responsive to our infrequent requests for service. We highly recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. We got Charlie Grimes behind the glass, and we are ready to go. Okay, on the line we now have John Bandemir III.
John, how are you today?
I'm doing well, John. Do people call you that? I mean, do they call you that in your family? You walk in with the turkey on Thanksgiving, yeah. You know, you get ready to, and they say, John Bandemir III is going to carve the turkey.
No, you know what? It's funny you even ask. I am third generation, and I've got my son, which is also a John, who's fourth generation. And so when I was a kid, I got stuck with the nickname Sporty. So to be quite honest with you, John is kind of formal for me. Most people call me Sporty. And sometimes I to be honest, I don't even answer to John because it's kind of uncommon for me. But
okay,
I'm still proud of my heritage and my name.
What you're saying is you want us to refer to you as Jonathan III Esquire? Is that what you're
saying? There you go. There you go. You're exactly right.
Let's go with Sporty. Can I call you Sporty?
You absolutely can.
All right, let's do Sporty. Rob, call him Sporty.
Hey, Sporty. Thanks for jumping on.
Okay. Well, Sporty,
you're more than welcome.
You guys have something very cool going on at Bandemir. You're helping make the holiday season more fun. Because let's face it, this is the worst year I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
It has. It's been a challenge. And this time of the year, this is now our second year in a row of being able to host Christmas in Color. And Christmas in Color, really, timing of it is probably just perfect from the standpoint that it's an opportunity for people and families to come and go through a drive-through Christmas light show. And so it's kind of a touch-free. You get the opportunity to get out of the house and come and have some fun and to be able to experience some Christmas joy and the Christmas spirit.
Okay, so walk us through this, or rather drive us through this. What's it like?
Yeah.
What's it like getting there? First of all, how much, and what is it like when you get there and get to the event?
Super simple. Well, first of all, our website, I'm going to tell you ours because it's really simple, and that's just Vandermeer.com.
Yep.
So you can go to our site. You can also go to ChristmasInColor.net. But Vandermeer.com is super simple to remember. Right on the homepage, you can click on the link for the light show, and it will take you right to the ticketing site. And so here's the deal. We encourage people to purchase their tickets online, and here's why. Number one, it's going to save you $5. So normally it's $35. It'll save you $5 or make it only $30 for the carload if you go online. And then when you go online, you can actually pick the day and the time that you want to go through it. And what that does is that makes it to where your experience there is much more enjoyable. You don't have to wait in super, super long lines and can experience the light show just the way that you would want to. And so when you get there, you'll be directed to come in the gates, and there's queue line, and then you'll tune in on your FM radio, and so everything is choreographed to music. So as you drive millions of lights, everything is choreographed to music, and you can have the kids hanging out the sunroof and out the windows as you kind of cruise through the light show and experience and have a lot of fun. And by the way, when you purchase those tickets, there's a portion of every ticket that also goes to Make-A-Wish. And, of course, this time of the year, obviously, that's an important thing to be able to give back to that organization and
absolutely
the great work that they do. So
that's one thing I was going to chime in there, John, and just say, you know, not only do you get to get out with the family, and it's a safe way to do it, you're getting the Christmas spirit and holiday cheer, but that Make-A-Wish Foundation, I saw that on the website, and you can't underemphasize that. That's a really awesome part of this whole event, and I know my kids are going to love it. We've been to similar events where things are timed to the music, and it really is a special time.
John, if we can divert from it for a moment, we're going to come back to the Christmas in Color, but first, can you talk for just a second about Make-A-Wish? I think a lot of people don't know what that is, and I just think it's one of the greatest organizations ever.
It really is. You know, I think, you know, we all have issues in our life, right? I mean, even when we think that life is perfect, we still all have issues, but there's a lot of people that are going through a lot of things with health issues and stuff in their life, and to be able to provide experiences and to provide things for whether it's a family or it's an individual who, let's be honest, there's many of the people that we see day in and day out that won't be here next year. And that's very sobering. I mean, it's very sobering to realize, maybe even in our own families, that there's people that we won't be able to spend next Christmas with. And because of, you know, multiple issues that are going on in their life, there's many people that couldn't afford to go do certain things or experience certain things. And Make-A-Wish really does just that. It makes those wishes come true. And how cool is that, right? I mean, we all daydream about things we wish we could do. And as healthy people or people that maybe don't have things that are afflicting us right now, we forget about that. We forget about how special certain experiences are. As much as you hate to say it, could be their only and their last experience too. So to be able to give back in those ways and make some of those things happen for people is just a beautiful thing.
Oh, it is. And you're making that last time of their life more special. And I just can't think of anything better than that. Now, getting back to making Christmas more special and a little more fun. Christmas is special because it's Christmas, of course.
Christmas in Color.
Yeah. Back to Christmas in Color. Okay, so you get there, you drive, you've already paid in advance, you just get in line. It sounds like it's pretty easy to find. And
it's very easy.
Oh, by the way, let everybody know again where, everybody should know, but let them know where Vandermeer is.
Yeah, no, it's super simple, really. You're coming from the south or the north, just jump on 470. 470 will bring you right to Morrison and to the Morrison Road exit. And along 470, there's also signs that say Speedway, so you're not going to miss it. It's very easy to find. And frankly, as you're traveling down 470, you're going to see the light. You'll see the glow of the lights and that type of thing, so it's very easy for you. Once you get off the highway, you're going to take the frontage road, which is Rooney Road, and there'll be signs that bring you right to the entrance. And from there, you just follow the signs right into line.
Well, you know, and I like the fact that it's $30 a carload because, you know, let's face it, if you go to the botanical gardens, first of all, you freeze. And I don't mean to rip on them. They're a fine organization, and they do a wonderful show. But it's cold, and you're walking around out there. It's very nice, but it's very cold. And it's something in the range, I don't know exactly, of $20 a person. So that can run up and get pretty expensive pretty quick. $30 for a carload is really reasonable. My wife and I, we were thinking we're probably going to be bringing some friends. If we get too many, she's already said she'll have me in the trunk. So she can make room. She is very, very efficient.
Well, and you can pick your time and day. You know, I'm on the website right now, christmasandkeller.net. It's really easy. It's user-friendly. You can pick. It's there. You know, even Saturday, Sunday, there are all sorts of times, 5:30 all the way till 9:30. You can pick different, you know, 30-minute increments. So,
okay, we're talking to John Sporty Bandemir, the third Esquire. I don't know what else to add to that. But and we're talking about Bandemir's Christmas in Color. John Sporty, sorry. When people get there, about how long does it last?
You know what? Once you start in the show, it's about a 25-minute drive from beginning to end.
That's pretty long.
So, it's like I say, it's a really fun experience. It's really designed for all ages. I mean, so bring in your young kids all the way to bring in grandma and grandpa. It's just a really fun experience. There's music that kind of spans all the different generations and stuff that way. So again, it's just a fun way to kind of get out of the house and go get a little bit of that Christmas spirit kind of built into you a little.
Oh yeah. And I've been hearing from people, they just say, ooh, they just say, oh my gosh, this is so cool to look at. And by the way, you know, I'm going to be honest, Sporty, I don't have a problem with COVID. I just don't worry about it. But I know a lot of people do, and maybe they don't want to be walking out in crowds, parade lights and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, here you're in your car. And you guys have set it up and made it easy to where you can see the best of light shows and see it in the safety of your car and just relax. I just think that this is a great idea. And this is your second year?
It is. We actually did a drive-through light show several years ago and kind of took a little hiatus from it for a while, and so got back online and partnered with the group to start it up again last year. And so this is our second year, and it's just, again, you know, our business, our sport is seasonal, so we run April through October, and so the timing of this is just a great way for us to utilize the facility for something different, and at the same time to really help people to. And especially this year. I mean, you already mentioned it. I mean, I think we all need just a little bit of joy in our lives right now. And what better way to do that than with some fun Christmas colors and songs and to be able to put a smile on people's face.
Well, and Sporty, you know that you're putting a smile on your kid's face, and also a donation then is maybe putting a smile on a small child's face who is dying of cancer and getting to experience some incredible make-a-wish dream come true. At a time when, let's face it, they need it most. This is wonderful. Thanks for doing this. And let me ask you just two more quick questions. First of all, are there better times of the week to go? Like, I assume the weekends are packed, maybe the weekdays.
Absolutely. No, that's a great question. I mean, the Monday through Thursday is obviously not the peak time, even though we have good crowds on those nights. Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, if you can stay away from those. Your wait time will be obviously a lot less. What we try to do is, even on those busy nights, we try to make it to where 30 minutes of waiting is about the max. And so fortunately we've been able to kind of hold to that and keep things very efficient from that standpoint. But, if that's a factor for you, definitely I would suggest that you pick one of those Monday through Thursday time frames.
Oh, I will. And one last thing, Sporty Bandemir, how do people reach you? How do they check in on all of this? If they don't trust Andy Pate, because I'm not very trustworthy, and they want to see for themselves, where do they go online? Who do they call? How do they do it?
You know what? The simple way, Bandemir.com. If you go to our website, right on the homepage is a link to the Christmas in Color. So So, again, it makes it real simple for people to remember, just Vandermeer.com. And you can click on that, and you'll get all the information for times, prices, the ability to purchase tickets, as well as there's also a short video that you can watch, so you can get a good taste of what you're going to experience.
All right, there you have it, Sporty Vandermeer. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody, make sure to make your Christmas holidays a lot more fun, a lot more colorful, and also make some child's wish come true with Make-A-Wish. Get on out to Vandermeer Speedway for Christmas in color. All right, guys, let's take a break now. We'll be back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the church and how all kinds of groups are being affected by the church being shut down. But first, Michael Bailey Law. Michael Bailey Law. Folks, your estate planning may have big, big tax implications for your loved ones. You may not have thought about that. It's going to have huge tax implications for them. Recent changes in tax law, like the SECURE Act, have already impacted passing on your IRA. To make sure your assets best serve your loved ones, contact Michael Bailey. You can find him at rushtoreason.com or go to 720-730-7274.
I am the ghost of legal past. I am largely irrelevant because I no longer include all of your assets. But unless you lay me to rest, I will haunt you and your heirs from beyond the grave.
KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law, spends a majority of his time talking about death and dying. So he figures he may as well have a sense of humor about it. Make sure your estate plan reflects your present, not your past. Visit klzradio.com/estate for a free consultation.
Purefoy Chevrolet. You don't stay in business, folks, since 1960 without knowing how to serve customers, provide great deals, and generate generational loyalty in families. Find out for yourself why so many people won't go anywhere else. Call Purefoy Chevrolet at 303-659-8311 or go to purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purefoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purefoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Your home insurance should include the stuff inside your house, too. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance, remains one of very few agents who will sit down with you and ask specific, detailed questions, making sure that in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. After a fire, you won't only need a new place to live, you'll also need to replace your gun collection and your jewelry. In those situations, you don't want to work with an agent you found online. You want to talk to someone who knows you, someone who will take the initiative to call and see how you're doing. Even in less disastrous situations, such as accidentally dropping your wedding ring down the sink, the proper coverage with Paul will make you financially whole. Paul Leuenberger can't relieve the emotional loss of a family heirloom, but he will make sure that you can replace your possessions at their full financial value. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
In honor of Giving Tuesday, we at KLZ invite you to give generously to our longtime trusted partner, Save the Children, supporting kids right here at home who are dealing with the continued effects of COVID-19 shutdowns. Although many schools do have the food to offer kids missing the school lunch programs, there is no plan in place to deliver those meals to the kids who need them. That requires additional infrastructure with associated costs. And once you get outside the suburbs, or even sometimes within the suburbs, not everyone has transportation to run by the school and pick up food. That's where Save the Children is standing in the gaps to help families right here at home who are having a hard time dealing with the continued effects of the pandemic. Call right now, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, and give a one-time donation of $60 or more. 800-570-5155.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.
Spoken like a true preacher. Preach it.
Come on.
That was great.
That's good. Thank you.
Do you ever do the Southern voice?
Only an imitation for fun for the youth students. And I use the towel and dry my forehead off, but that's only when I'm joking around.
Yeah. You talk about Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, that makes it kind of fun. Okay. Let's get back to the church. Right now,
yes. Yeah,
the government does not consider you essential. Gee, what a shame. What is it like? I want you to kind of walk us through this. Make this personal.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to talk about what it's like for a teenager, what it's like maybe for some parents who are used to having their teenagers have the support network of the church. How is this affecting them?
Yeah. I mean, it's been hard. We've had just a record number of students with depression and loneliness, anxiety. Grades have been suffering. Online schools, just it's difficult. You know, parents are dealing with the...
Hey, wait, whoa. Can we take a... I want to jump into that.
Sure.
So slight detour, folks. Students
at
home, not having that interaction in the classroom. Now, you have kids. What ages are they?
I've got 8, 6, 4, and 2.
Okay. Wow. So 8, 6, 4. You really like those even numbers.
We spread them out. I round. My wife would give you all the exact half birthdays and stuff. I just round them up or down to make it easy. But
now, next year, when they're all odd, are you going to be okay with that?
Yeah, they're all going to be weird that year, I guess.
Okay. They'll
get back to normal the next year.
You'll still keep them. Okay, well, You've got kids right now. They're not interacting in school. Now, they're all pretty young still, so we're not talking high school. But what is this like for them to not be able to interact at school and also not have youth groups? Barely have youth groups.
Yeah.
I mean, this kind of stuff, let's chat online. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's not the same, you know, and we've, between the youth ministry and... also for work, I'm in a lot of customers' homes for the remodeling that we do. So I see a lot of different interactions with parents and their kids as I'm running estimates, and they're trying to be homeschool teachers and, you know, have me look at their basement or something. So I've got those different perspectives. And then, of course, I got my own kids, and my older two are actually in school at Heritage Christian, and they're actually doing in-person learning. So I get a direct contrast between what a lot of my youth students are in, what a lot of my customers are in, versus what's going on at my house. And it's night and day difference to have the students in school, interacting with their peers, interacting with their teachers. I mean, it's for the emotional health standpoint, there's just no comparison.
Yeah, just tell me about that for a second. The happiness and well-being of a kid who is in, say, Heritage, right?
Yep.
So they're having regular school. And the ones who are stuck at home, and by the way, I'm sure you don't want to talk about them, I understand, but I'm sure you have some parents who, let's face it, have drunk the COVID punch, the Kool-Aid, the COVID Kool-Aid, and they're believing, oh my gosh, my child is in mortal danger. Never mind that not one single child in Colorado has died of this.
Right.
Okay, not one. I mean, 10 and down, zero. And even the ones who get sick barely get sick.
Yeah, they're dying of the repercussions of it, you know, and you're right. There have been some parents that have bought into it more than others, and those are the students that are suffering the most. And what they're doing is they're going down online rabbit holes, and not always healthy educational online. They're going to some of the darker places on the internet, and that's been hard. We've seen an increase of the cyberbullying, of pornography, of a lot of these sort of things. And luckily our students have been pretty forthright because they want help. You know, not all of them, obviously some are, you know, they, once you get swallowed in shame, you can kind of go down that path and not really tell anyone. But for those that have come forward, and I mean, I've literally had students tell me youth group is the only, it's my lifeline. Like just seeing students on Wednesday night, it's my lifeline
now. Well, we are told not to forsake the fellowshipping of one another.
That's true.
And what is this doing? So, I mean, this sounds devastating. What about for parents? I mean, you were just saying you go into some places, you're doing estimates, and they're having to juggle much more of their lives than they normally would.
Yeah.
I mean, and folks, I'm not saying that you should let the schools raise your kids, nothing like that, but you are paying immense, massive taxes, okay? You're paying huge taxes, And one of the products you get from your taxes is schools.
Education. Yeah.
Educating and watching your kids for several hours a day. You're paying for that. So you deserve that. Now, if you want to homeschool your kids instead, that's fine. And by the way, I think you should get a voucher, but that's a political issue.
And then you can introduce your values maybe a little bit more.
Right. But let's say we're talking about these parents. What's it like for them juggling all this? Are they getting depressed? Are they getting overwhelmed?
Yeah, what I've seen just in the handful of, and I probably do, you know, an estimate a day, so maybe five or six a week, but I've just seen a lot of increased conflict, and, you know, that wears on people. And I think, you know, we got to talk about the short-term effects and the long-term effects on our churches, our schools, our parents, our community. You know, short-term, you know, a little bit of loneliness, a little bit of frustration, isolation, confusion, bewilderment, some financial setbacks. But long term, I mean, this will break people. This will lead to, I mean, divorce is on the rise. We've seen that. Domestic violence is on the rise. So the long term effects, you know, and it's not all doom and gloom. It's not all doom and gloom. You know, there with the church, we've had to be more adaptable. We've had to get more online. And a lot of churches already had what we would call a hybrid experience, meaning in person and online, but some didn't. And it forced them to kind of get with the program, because it is nice to have a podcast or a blog. Or the problem is those just aren't permanent substitutes for human interaction and fellowship.
No, and I think it's going to be producing a lot of depression going into 2021. Hey, we got a couple minutes left here. Talk about building a new church, starting a new church during COVID. I mean, what has that got to be like?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've some best friends and I have just wondered, you know, what would it look like if we had a little bit of backbone in this time and we stepped out in faith and we would start a church, and maybe we'd resist some of these restrictions and we could stand on the word of God and still honor our authorities the best
we can. Well, now, didn't the churches win a lawsuit here in Colorado?
They did. They did. They won. And so it's protected by the First Amendment, you know, freedom of religion. It's not just freedom of worship, which is a key distinction. The freedom of religion protects us, our ability to practice our faith and bring our faith into the culture, whereas freedom of worship in the secular mindset is basically relegated to just that two-hour service on Sunday. So the Constitution doesn't just protect our church gathering or praying at home. It actually protects us practicing our faith in public. So yeah, churches are free to resist. Actually, the CDC website even says that religious institutions can amend, change, or adapt or implement any of these guidelines, because they know we're protected under the Constitution. So what would it look like? Man, it would be controversial, but it could really bring a lot of hope to people. And it would take some courageous leadership. But I could see a church starting in a time like this and actually bursting at the seams. The only hard thing would be finding a place to meet.
Do you worry? Well, yeah, in homes and things like this. Do you worry about the Karens? The Karens hate the church. Okay, they really do. And so they're going to be keeping an eye, and they find out, hey, man, you got 20 people gathering in a home. Do you worry about them reporting you?
Yeah, well, I've actually seen on the news, news anchors encouraging people to call the police on the Thanksgiving gatherings, for instance. And they compared it to noise ordinances. If you had a party down the street, wouldn't you call the police on your neighbors?
Wait, well, hold.
It's totally different.
News anchors? Mm-hmm. Are you talking Nine Tifa News?
The media and they're the ones that the people they were interviewing, different health experts, you know the whole drill. But they were basically saying, yeah, you need to inform the authorities on your neighbors if you see these COVID restrictions being broken, because it's just like them throwing a party and being a nuisance. When we start going down that path, and that to me is not loving your neighbor as yourself. And we've really confused and manipulated what love your neighbor really means.
Yeah. Because, you know, part of loving your neighbor, it's kind of nice to see them.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I think that's kind of a logistical thing. But if you actually see and interact with your neighbor, maybe you can love them more. Thank you so much, Rob. And folks, that'll wrap up hour number one. Hour number two is coming up. If you missed the first hour, it replays at 6. So please catch it then. Until then, hour number two is coming up. We're going to be talking to Troy Heller from Catch Troy at Heller's Kitchen and Troy Nix. We're going to be having a lot of fun right here on Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.